Good morning. Welcome to, back to the book broadcast. Brother Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God again. And inviting you to church today. Be in the house of God this morning. We invite you to come to be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Love to have you come be in the service today. Sunday school hour begins at 10, 10:45 for the worship service, and then back at 5 for the evening, and then at 7 o'clock on Wednesday for the midweek prayer meeting. So we invite you to come today and be in the services. Hope you're making plans right now to be in the house of God somewhere. If you don't have a church home, we invite you to come to be with us, visit with us here in the church, and I believe you'll be blessed if you'll come. And you'll find Jesus. If you're not saved, you'll find out that Jesus saves. He reaches down the muck and the mire of sin and picks us up and putting our feet on solid rock, cleans our lives up. And he does it by working first on the inside and working out. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so we want you to come be with us today in the services throughout the day, and be with us in Sunday school hour this morning. If you're a church member, you ought to be in Sunday school and listen to the Word of God. Teachers teach, they study, they pray, and prepare for the Sunday school hour. And then you don't show up. And I tell you, it's a disappointment to them not to see folks come. They know folks that should be there. And so you come, you be in church, to be in Sunday school this morning, and you'll be blessed of God, I'm sure, if you'll do that today. Good to be saved this morning. Thank God for redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we're living in perilous times. The Bible speaks about that. We're living in those days. We used to preach about the days we're seeing now, and it hadn't been that long ago. We're seeing wickedness creep in so much more. Society is changing, and they're trying to change the culture of America and everything else going on. But I'm glad God's still the same, and He never changes. He never does, and He's got a way and a purpose for us to live for Him in this sinful world, and we're a city set on a hill which cannot be hid. We're to represent the Lord Jesus. And so let's pray for our nation today, that God would speak to the leaders of our land, leaders of our country, statewide, citywide, nationwide, that God would speak to the leaders. And they're very important that they look to the Word of God. It's, America was founded on the principles of the Word of God. And I tell you, it ought to be operated on the same principles today. And God will hear if God's people, if my people, it hinges upon us that are saved, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and will heal their land. I tell you, it hinges upon God's people today, and we're so responsible for what's going on in the world today. And so God's people need to get right with Him. Churches need to get on fire for God and live and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed, Paul said, of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And so that's the answer today for the sin problem in America, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I firmly believe that today. You can change society. You can change the culture. You can change your location. You can move. You can do this. But I'm telling you, brother, you can't change what you are. And he recognizes that today. We need Jesus in our lives today. And the church is God's instrument to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we need to get about that business of preaching the gospel. Churches are interested so much more in entertaining and playing and just putting on a show. But I'm telling you, brother, church is a holy thing. It's something to be respected and revered as God's place, and it ought to be treated and practiced as God's church. Amen. Jesus Christ came to establish the church, and he's building the church today. He's still saving sinners. Every once in a while, an old sinner will get in. Amen. Thank God, I love to see sinners saved by the grace of God. And one day the Lord's going to come back and get us out of all this mess we're living in today. So we invite you to come today. Be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church. And God will bless you for coming, I'm sure, if you'll just come this way this morning. And we'll go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs. We've got a lot of our church folk that are sick. And we'll remember them in prayer this morning, that God would touch each one of those, that God would be real in their lives today and touch them and restore their health and be back once again in the house of God. Some's had surgery and some's going through treatments, different things. And I want to remember to pray for all of our church folk today, that God would touch them and restore their health again. Let's pray. Father, as we bow in your divine presence this morning, I want to thank you for this privilege to bow at the throne of grace. Through the blood of Jesus this morning, we come boldly. Through his blood this morning, not because we deserve it, not because we've earned it, but because of your grace and mercy, we bow in your presence today, coming in his name and coming to your throne room today, asking you, God, for help and for strength in these last days. I pray for these that are sick and suffering this morning, God, that you touch each one of those. Put your hand upon them. Put your healing hand up on them. And if not be your will, that you put, give them grace and strength in the time of their need. And Lord, we just have your will and way. Just your will be done in lives today, that Christ might be exalted above measure. Bless every need. Now, I pray for the sinner this morning, those that may be listening today that's lost without you. Pray this will be the day they'll turn their heart to the Savior before it's too late. Guide us now in the Word of God this morning. I pray to open it to our hearts to receive what you've got for us in these days. We'll bless you and praise you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. All right. This morning, we'll have some songs today. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today, that God would just touch you and help you with a song this morning. You listen now as they sing. Amen.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. This is all my righteousness.
Amen. It's the blood. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. That's what makes it all possible today, that Christ came and bled and suffered and died, shed his blood that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It's all about the gospel this morning. All right, have one more song. You listen as they sing.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. All right, Romans chapter 3 today. Romans chapter 3. And try to bring that message, a continuance of what we have preached in weeks past about the gospel of Christ. The Bible said in Paul chapter 7, chapter 1 of Romans, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And I want to try to preach today upon the purpose of the gospel. The purpose of the gospel. Now, there's a lot of things going on in the land today in the lives of individuals. And there's a lot of remedies that are being put out there that will make folk better. But I'm going to tell you one thing. There's only one thing that will change a life, and that's the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ. You can spend millions upon millions of trying to change society. But unless the gospel of Christ is preached and folks hear and believe and repent of their sins, there will never be a change, a lasting change in their lives until they meet Jesus Christ. The Bible said in Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." I'm talking about the purpose of the gospel today is because there's none righteous, no, not one. He wrote that down and put it in the Word of God today. And then he said, "There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit, and the poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Now we know that whatsoever things the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped in all the world may become guilty before God. Thereby, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God be without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Now, that speaks very clearly today that faith is for by grace. Through faith are you saved, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Got a lot of folk working, trying to justify themselves before God, but they ain't not going to stand before God justified by their works. They're going to have to stand before God being justified by faith, and that faith believe in God. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if any man believe, he shall be saved. And so he talks about that. And so the purpose of the gospel today is simply because that everybody is guilty before God. Now, this passage of scripture this morning, we find that he exposes every person that is guilty before God. And one thing about it, God don't justify anybody except by faith of Jesus Christ. And so he talks about there's none righteous, no Not one. Now, in verse 10, it fortifies the first part of that verse. It puts the authority of what's being said as it is written. Now, what's it written in? It's written in the Word of God. The Word of God tells us, the authoritative book of God, that everybody is a sinner. He talks about that. Everybody is, their purpose of the gospel is because you are a sinner, that you're lost without God, and that you don't have a Savior in your life. Now, you may be a good man, maybe a good woman, good boy, girl, but I'm telling you, without Jesus Christ, you are strictly a sinner before God. There's none righteous, no, not one. There is no, there's no way to get out of that statement. There's none righteous, no, not one. You cannot put anything in there to justify yourself because you are unsaved without Jesus Christ. There's none righteous, no, not one. Well, because it's been written. Then he said, there's none that understandeth. Now, there's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. I tell you, nobody's looking for God outside of the Holy Ghost of God. One thing we can rejoice about today is that the Spirit of God was sent into this world to seek out sinners and convict men of their sins. That's what he talked about. That when he went away, going to send the Spirit of God and bring conviction upon the lives of sinners. There's nobody looking for God outside of those that has been convicted by the Holy Ghost. And their brother, he's right there to call and to save and put them in the family of God. But there's none righteous. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. And there's no understanding outside of the Holy Ghost of God. Only God can open the heart and it was to receive the Lord Jesus by faith and believe on Him. And that, listen, there's a lot of things I didn't understand. And when I got saved, not very much at all. Spiritual thing, didn't know anything about. I've been in church all of my life. But I'm going to tell you, brother, the Holy Ghost opened up my heart. And I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And He saved me by His grace. I didn't understand everything. Neither did you. And you neither will. But I'm telling you, you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible is the Word of God that was written down for us that we might find the way to God, because there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understand. There's none that seek it. The Bible said in verse 12, they're all. Now, you can look at the terminology in these verses here and be understood that your self-righteousness is not going to get you to heaven. I don't care how good a neighbor you are, how good a husband or wife or son or daughter or parent you are. I don't care how good you are. There's none that seeketh after God. And they all have sinned. They're all gone out of the way. They're all together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Boy, that takes away from those good works that you're trying to justify yourself before God. Ian, brother, it's only by faith of Jesus Christ. Thank God it's by faith in Him that we're saved today. And so the purpose of the gospel is found in this chapter today, because the world is sinful. The world is full of sinners, and there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that seeketh after God. And the Bible said, verse 13, he describes the individual. Their throat is an open sepulcher, and with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Oh, that tells about the character of those that's lost without God. I'm telling you, my friend, there's nothing righteous inside of any person today. And we say many times, and right, you can understand why we say these things. They're good people, but they're lost. But I'm telling you, the Bible said they're not good. There's none righteous. There's none good, the Bible said. And so their conversation, brothers, is wrong, and they're their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Now the Bible said in that verse, the way of peace they have not known. Listen, the sinner cannot know what it is to lay down to sleep at night or walk through another day with the peace of God in their heart. They don't know anything about that, brother, to know that if Jesus came today or if Jesus comes tonight, and brother, we go home to be with Him, and we can go to sleep with peace in our heart, trusting our lives, our souls, our very being, our families, to the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, brother, there's the need of the gospel. The purpose of the gospel is because that you're a sinner, and because that I was a sinner. And brother, today we're just sinners saved by grace. And just God loved us enough to reach down in the muck and the mire of the sin that we was in and pick us up and put our feet on solid rock, establish our going. And amen. So there's the purpose of the gospel today. And brother, because the world is full of sinners. Hey, listen. And everybody outside of Jesus Christ is a sinner. Amen. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You try to reach, you try to work, you try to do, you try to justify yourself in the sight of God by the good things you do. You can't pay your way there. I don't care how much you put in the offering plate, brother. It don't justify you in the sight of God as a Christian. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, we do those things because we're saved. I'm not to become saved or justify ourselves in the sight of God. Brother, the Bible simply tells us in this chapter here this morning that God looks at the sinful the world today and says, you are a sinner. And there's none righteous, no, not one. He goes up and down the land. He looks in every house. He looks in every mansion. He looks in every homeless shelter. He looks in everybody's place and said, I can't find nobody that's not a sinner. Everybody is a sinner that I come in contact with. The governor's mansion and the White House, brother, he's looking today and can't find anybody to justify themselves before God outside the faith of Jesus Christ with a changed life. And brother, listen today. The Bible simply tells us the purpose of the gospel. Brothers, because that you are a sinner and you need Jesus Christ in your life and in your heart today. God loves you, my friend. He wants to save you. He wants to redeem you by His grace. He wants to wash you in His blood. And brother, He'll do that if you'll just simply listen to Him today. Oh, my friend, listen to me. Jesus loves you this morning. He wants to save you this morning. God, help you is our prayer until next Sunday at this same time.